Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Middays continues. John Grayson here with you. Jamie Monticelli out today, and we are very pleased to have our next guest in with us on the program. He's got a brand new comedy special. It's called Sebastian Maniscalco Presents Pat McGann, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? Very funny comedian Pat McGann here with us. Pat, how are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks so much for having me, man.
It's great to hear your voice, and the special itself is absolutely hilarious, which anybody who's followed your career wouldn't be surprised at all. But this is the first time that you've gotten the stage to yourself for a full-on comedy special. Tell me a little bit about the pressure of putting all of that together.
It was definitely like a culmination of kind of grinding it out the last 10, 12 years. And then Sebastian coming to me and saying he wanted to produce a special. Certainly there's some pressure because he's putting his name on it. But doing it, you know, taping it here in Chicago where I live and I'm from, kind of alleviated some of that. It was just great energy. As you can tell, we taped it a few months ago and named it a few months ago because it's When's Mom Gonna Be Home? And now it's like, when's mom not gonna be home? When is dad not gonna be home?
Right. And you know, and honestly, it's a little weird because I mean, we've talked about this before with brand new things coming out like this that are brand new to us, but like you said, were taped a little while ago. It's almost strange to see people in a theater, in a crowd, everybody's sitting next to each other, nobody's got a mask on, they're all laughing. I mean, we were so young then.
I know. How about it? I should have changed it. I'm gonna change the title to The Way We Were.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, you know, and the writing in this is fantastic. And I want to talk about the connection between you and Sebastian, because he's been here with us many, many times. He's a terrific guy. And you guys both being Chicago born and bred, obviously there's a connection there. But how did you get together and end up opening for him and out on the circuit with Sebastian?
So I met Sebastian here in Chicago. I used to be the house MC at Zany's Comedy Club, which was it's like the club in Chicago.
Sure.
And Sebastian was touring and working that club. And he was kind of at the level where he was starting to sell out comedy clubs and really starting to get a lot of heat. And I started opening for him. He taped a Showtime special here in Chicago. I opened for him there. And we hooked up a couple times on the road for a couple acts. And then I did a corporate gig with him. And we always had like this mutual respect. And, you know, we got along because we're both from Chicago. Sebastian's also like, he's a focused driven dude, and I would, you know, always give him his space. And I think he enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah.
We were just a good match, and I started going on the road with him. And then he asked me to be like his opener, and to see him going from theaters to bigger theaters to arenas. I mean, I got to do Madison Square Garden with him and got to do the Boston Garden and really kind of grabbed onto his cape and get to do some unbelievable venues. So we did the Midland there at the MKC. I mean, that's like a normal weekend night for him. So he brought me into this rare air that I feel very fortunate to have gotten to do, especially looking back now, like you said, you know?
Right. Well, and that is, that's something he mentions too at the very beginning of the special, is he's coming out and sort of opening the special, emceeing for you on this one. And he mentions the fact that, you know, he wants to do for you what a lot of the comedians did for him when he was an up and comer. And talk a little bit about, bring us into that world a little bit about how that works, because we think of it as being a very competitive thing. And I'm sure it is in some ways, but you guys all want to see each other succeed, right?
Yeah, I think the overwhelming theme is support in the comedy community. But yeah, you mean you get tinges of jealousy constantly because there's a ton of rejection in this business.
Yeah.
You know, you get told no all the time. People get fests that you want to get. People get late night shows that you want to do. And you know, there's luck involved. And, you know, I'm certainly lucky here that Sebastian got, you know, to a point in his career where he was willing to say, I'm going to share my platform and, you know, pull some other guys up the ladder or try to. And that's really like, that's the most you can do as in a creative field, you know, because most of the gatekeepers are not creative people. They're business people. And I think that's changing a little bit and it's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
One of the great things, I think, and Pat McGann again is here with us, the brand new special, and it's available everywhere. Anywhere you stream, you can watch Sebastian Maniscalco Presents Pat McGann, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? And I highly recommend that you do. It's very, very funny stuff. And let's talk a little bit about your process, because a lot of what you talk about is what many of us live every day. You know, it's about marriage and family and, you know, having a dog and all of this. And these are things that we're all used to. It's very relatable, but we don't see the funny in it. What's your process when you're looking for the jokes and the humor in what most of us are just living every day?
I try and just kind of live life and, you know, I kind of keep my antenna up if I think something's funny, or it's usually stuff that bothers me or I get annoyed with, and then I'll just jot some stuff in my phone. And I used to write a lot more, but then I started like working stuff out on stage, and I was always frustrated with how much money we were spending. And I'm not good with money, and I would put it on my wife, like, we're broke because she's always buying ridiculous stuff. It's like, why isn't this stuff attached? Like, when you go to a register, all these things should be connected. Like, wouldn't it be nice if you get an alert? Like, we just got a message from Chase Financial. You owe $9,000. Do you want to proceed with this purchase? It's like, yeah, the bow tie for our dog. Ring it up.
For $9,000.
We need that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's weird, too, because going back to the way that we're all living now, I mean, Amazon allows you to do you can shop 24 hours a day, and it's become that different thing. So you do get those alerts, but it's like, it's already over with. You can't do anything about it at that point. The purchase is already made.
Oh, exactly. Oh yeah. We got boxes everywhere. Front door, back door. We're getting shipments in. They need to shut the internet down. That's what I realize now. The internet should have hours. They should shut it down. You just try and log on. It just says, go outside, you lazy ass.
But yeah, we do want to start taking the kids places. You know, take them on trips. We went to an indoor water park a few months ago. That's a, you ever do that? Roll the dice on hepatitis? Just kind of. Some people take their kids to swim with dolphins. How about Band-Aids? You guys want to swim with Band-Aids? We have the place for you. Indoor water. You like the sound of kids screaming in an echo chamber? 90% humidity? Surrounded by people who should have their shirts on? Well, then a water park is for you. And now the kids, like, they're meeting other kids on vacations. You know, they like make fast friends. They're like, I'm hanging out with David. Like, who the hell is? And they're like, this is David. Can I go in the hot tub with David and his mom? Can I go in? It's like, will you hang on a second? Let me see David's mom. Let me. Where is she? Sir? That's her over there? No. No, you're not going. Come on. This is a family time. Come on.
If we could ever do that, like, we should all be getting better right now using this time. Like, we should normalize the siesta. If we're ever going to get the siesta into our culture, isn't that now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's happening anyway. Whether we call it that or not, it's already going on. But that's the funny thing about it is that, you know, when all of this started, when the shutdown started and we were all at home for the first time, we all made plans. We were all like, oh, I'm finally going to get to that thing I've been meaning to do for the last 12 years. It's still not done.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was like, oh, we're gonna learn Mandarin. Yeah. All of us. Let's go. And now I'm like, if I could just teach my kids to peel their underwear out of their shorts before they make their way into the laundry room.
Yeah.
Or have them get it in the basket. Can you get in the basket? It just looks like a kid melted. Every time I turn around, it's like some child disintegrated in their hallway. There's just clothes discarded. And
yeah, we'll get used to that. How old are your kids?
8, 7, and 5.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're right in the middle of it. Now, wait till they're all teenagers together.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Yeah, yeah. They already act like teenagers. My kids are playing Fortnite in our basement like it's their dorm. And I got to go down there like an RA. Scream at them. Turn it down. They they bring Alexa down there and play five songs over and over, 30 seconds at a time. They cannot finish a song.
No.
They can never finish. They're halfway through, and then their brain triggers another song, and then they got to hear that one. It's just a disaster.
And it will continue to be.
Control.
Yeah, Pat McGann is here with us. Pat McGann, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? Available streaming wherever. Like we said, Amazon Prime Video, Spectrum, Apple TV. If you've got it, you can find Pat McGann, When's Mom Gonna Be Home, on there. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the highlights as well, because you've done the late night TV shows. You did Letterman. And that's got to be, when you talk about feathers in the cap, having that one, because nobody can do that anymore. You know what I mean? What was, bring us through that experience about being backstage and knowing Dave's out there.
Oh, man, that was really incredible. And that, you know, looking back on that, I'm happy. Like, as you said, because he's not doing that show anymore. And that was kind of my goal. He was like, growing up, he was my Johnny Carson. You know, I kind of looked at it. He was, and that was the show I really wanted to do. And I pursued it for a while. It took a while. And then I lucked out. And I remember bringing my wife out for the taping. We were there together. And it was a blur, complete blur. I actually got to do it a second time, though, before. It was like just a few months before the show went off the air. Mm-hmm. And that second time I was just able to kind of process more of it. I was a little bit more relaxed. It's funny. It's like, you feel like when you get that opportunity, you're like, I'm ready. And then you're like, I guess I was ready. But a year later, like, I wish I was doing that show now. Like, I would nail it now, you know?
Yeah, of course.
It was cool being in that theater. And I remember the guy backstage he could tell I was a little nervous. He's like, hey, just relax. This is just where the Beatles made their debut.
Nice.
And where Elvis, you know, like, he was having fun with it. It actually kind of did relax me because he was jacking with me a little bit.
Yeah, that's very cool. You take that through to where we are now. And I just wonder, I mean, what have you been doing with yourself for the past couple of months since the road isn't really an option at this point?
I'm doing some virtual stuff, like some Zoom shows, more for, like, you know, companies that are doing happy hours, like corporate stuff. I've done a little bit of creative. You know, people are always asking, like, oh, I bet you're getting a lot of material now. I bet you're writing a ton. Like, yeah, I just wrote a bit last night about drinking and crying in my basement.
It's hilarious.
That's going to be a great new bit. I got a whole new thing about being unemployed and wondering how I'm going to pay my mortgage. That's a great new premise.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
No, it's
so many people are there.
I'm trying to stay busy, you know?
Yeah. I know there are a lot of guys who are in stand-up who have zero interest in acting at all. And then others see it as a springboard into, you know, I want to do a movie or I want to do a sitcom or whatever. Is there that dream? Is there that golden apple out there for you?
You know, I'd like to do more projects that I could, like, put my voice into, whether it be a TV show, like sitcom style. I don't know if it'd be, like, you know, not like a sitcom, but a show that kind of reflected my reality.
Yeah.
I would love to do things like that. I always want to be rooted in stand up though. I didn't get in this to be an actor or voice actor, or, you know, I think hosting a show would be fun, or, you know, doing a show about my life, but I always want to be able to do stand up. And that's why I really hope that, that live experience snaps back, because everyone needs to experience that.
Yeah, that's the pure form, man. No doubt about it. And that's, thank you so much for bringing this out now when we all need it. You know, we all need to see that. We all need to remember it. We all need to feel that. And it's right there in this special. It's called When's Mom Gonna Be Home? Pat McGann, it was produced by Sebastian Maniscalco. We love him and we love the special as well. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Is there any better way than any other? I mean, we mentioned all the streamers have it. How can people find it?
Well, like you said, it's everywhere. It can be in Amazon. I think Amazon and Apple TV will probably be the easiest. But it's going to be, I think if you search it, you'll find it. And I can't wait for people to see it. I really enjoy, I really appreciate you saying that you enjoyed it. And it means a lot to me. And thank you so much for having me on, John.
Hey, you got it. And when you're back on the road, come and see us, will you?
I definitely will. I love, like I said, I love KC. I used to go there a lot when I was in sales. That was where I had some business there, some customers there.
Oh, good deal.
So I feel connected to Kansas City. Congrats on the Chiefs.
Hey, appreciate that. Yeah, definitely. You just got the crowd riled up, man. Hey, Pat McGann, well done again, and thank you. We'll look forward to seeing you out soon.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bet.
Take care. There's more to come here. John Grayson here with you as we continue on 98.1 KMBZ.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.